Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Fayron Epps, representing the Faith Village Connections. Miss Epps, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here because you all are putting on a program about dementia. Could you share with our listeners exactly what is the definition of dementia?
So dementia itself, it is really impacting the African-American community overall, where African-Americans are twice more likely to receive a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And so we are really trying to work with the community to spread the awareness. Dementia, a lot of people get it confused with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And I like to share that dementia is the big umbrella where you do exhibit impairment in your cognitive abilities or memory loss. But there are so many conditions, diseases, and illnesses that can cause dementia. And Alzheimer's disease is one of the most common that can cause dementia, but there are several others, and it's also reversible and irreversible. In the African-American community, we experience vascular dementia. And vascular dementia is really when you have a disruption or a disorder of your vascular system. So that would be strokes. In the African-American community, strokes are very high, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes. These are all vascular conditions that can contribute and put you at risk to receive vascular dementia.
So that's the first time I've heard it explained that way. I really thought Alzheimer's and dementia were two completely different diseases. But dementia as an umbrella, there are lots of different kinds of dementia.
Over 70 types. An organization in the UK just put out that there was over 100 types of conditions that cause or exhibit the signs and symptoms of dementia. But those words are used interchangeably, Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And we try to get out there just to spread awareness so people can know what the difference is. But again, dementia is the big umbrella term. It's like food. And there's several different types of food, right? And so the same thing with dementia.
That is very interesting. And you've got some information here. There are 140,000 Georgians with dementia. And you've mentioned again, like most medical conditions, the African-American community has a preponderance and disparities when it comes to these conditions and diseases. You just mentioned one of the reasons is hypertension and vascular dementia.
Yes.
Can you share just a little bit about how the types of dementia that are preventable are prevented?
So, preventable.
That's, or reversible.
Okay, so that might be a little bit better. So there's irreversible conditions with dementia and there's reversible ones. And so the reversible ones that we might not be aware of or don't think about would be when our family member or we have urinary tract infection that's untreated. And if you think about that family member that's in a nursing home and they have a urinary tract infection that has been going on for 2 to 3 months, eventually they're going to get confused. And if somebody's not really paying attention, they would diagnose that as dementia, Alzheimer's disease, not realizing that this person has a urinary tract infection. And it's hard for an older person because if they're incontinent, they can't tell you that they've been going to the bathroom every 5 minutes. Or that if they have expressive aphasia, they can't tell you it hurts when they urinate or something like that. Dehydration is another condition. Untreated dehydration can cause confusion. Thyroid problems. So these are just three common things that can, if it's treated, then you can have reverse of the symptoms of dementia.
And two of those that you mentioned, I know dehydration and, as you mentioned, the urinary tract infections. Sometimes you're treating the dementia, and instead, if you would treat the infection or hydrate the body, the confusion goes away.
Confusion goes away, yes. And so that's why we tell people when you notice your loved one or yourself, because sometimes you, oh, I'm forgetting a little bit more. You know, you can tell when you're confused, to go see the doctor so they can properly run the test to see if it's truly early onset dementia or mild cognitive impairment, or if it's an underlying condition such as dehydration or urinary tract infection.
So it's not something to assume. Just if a senior in your family is getting confused, you shouldn't make the assumption, oh, that's just dementia, don't worry about it. You really do need to go to a doctor and find out what's going on and if there are any underlying causes for the confusion.
Correct.
Now, you guys are doing a Understanding Dementia in the African American Community, pretty targeted, which is going to take place on May 19th at the Light of the World Church International in East Point. Explain to our listeners who should come to this program and why this program is being done.
Okay, so who should come? Everyone. And this is open for healthcare professionals. If you serve as a caregiver, or if you're just concerned that maybe somebody at work or somebody in your family might be experiencing signs and symptoms of dementia, and then a person themselves that's living with dementia, this workshop is for all. We are partnering with Alzheimer's Association and AARP Georgia, and we're going to provide resources and tools for everyone. And we feel that everyone can learn from each other. We will also be providing a simulated dementia experience. And so that's for people that have no clue what dementia is all about. We will actually be able to offer that to them so they can see what it's like for that person that's living with dementia, what things they can and cannot do, and why you might get frustrated when you give them a task that's 10 steps and they are only able to get to the second step. And then also we will be doing free memory screenings. Again, early detection is really, really key, because if we recognize any signs and symptoms of dementia or any type of memory loss, it's time to go to the doctor so we can start putting things in place, see if it's something else that can be treated. There is medication for dementia, Alzheimer's disease, but that medication is not to cure. It's only to manage the symptoms and behaviors that's associated with Alzheimer's disease. And it's 2 hours, so in and out. And one of the church that we'll be working with, that we'll be having this session at, is actually a church that's going to be working to become dementia friendly. So you'll also be able to hear from the pastor and see what his mission and vision is to serve his congregation and local community.
So one of the things that you mentioned earlier that I want to come back to is vascular dementia. And vascular dementia is part of that high blood pressure, hypertension challenge that we do face in the African American community. So if you could just share a little bit about vascular dementia and why and how that impacts the African American community so heavily.
All right. So if we look at the vascular dementia, let's just take the word vascular dementia out. Let's talk about hypertension, mini strokes, however we want to call it, diabetes. Y'all, all of these are conditions that disrupt, or there is a disruption in the vessels in your body, and it leads to lack of oxygen somewhere. And we want people to think about, so for those family members or that uncle that had to end up having gangrene and get their toe cut off because lack of oxygen got to the feet, we want you to think that also there's lack of oxygen occurring to the brain. So we want you to make that link. This is what is happening. So anything that affects your heart will affect your brain. And I like to say heart health, brain health. So if you take care of your heart, you'll take care of your brain. And then that leads to, well, Dr. Epps, what can we do? And it just is lifestyle modifications. And so we really have to pay attention to our diet. And if you can control and manage those cardiovascular conditions, then hopefully that can reduce your risk of the vascular type of dementia.
And, you know, we had a conversation some years ago with Dr. Monica Parker at Emory. And one of the things that she said was 30 minutes of exercise for your heart and then another 30 minutes of exercise for your brain. if you want to stave off dementia and Alzheimer's, and you're just reinforcing that.
Yes, yes, that's really key, and it's so important in the African American community. And then it's just not the African American, even in the Hispanic community, because they're 1.5 times more likely than white Americans to get Alzheimer's disease or dementia also. And because they also have a high risk of the vascular diseases as well. So that's when we go out, we really make sure we share that, because a lot of people don't know the difference, and they just think, oh, Alzheimer's disease. And no, it's really vascular dementia that's hitting the African American community. Now, vascular dementia can lead, it can eventually progress to Alzheimer's disease, and it can be mixed with some other conditions that cause Alzheimer's disease. So it's not really clear cut sometimes, but most of the time with African Americans, it starts with the vascular dementia.
The other thing that I definitely wanted to talk about, Faron Epps, is how seniors respond when they are getting confused. And a lot of times we see seniors who are active and outgoing and, you know, church and club memberships, and all of a sudden they're not doing that anymore because they become withdrawn. And how can we as a community and family members support those folks who are, you know, dealing with something that they might not be able to express? But when you see that change, how can we reach out and be supportive?
Yeah, so you're really talking about the term that we use, the concept social isolation. Because once they start recognizing they can't do certain things or they can't remember, then they isolate themselves, loneliness, and then that leads to depression. And we as family members and friends in the community, we need to reach out and engage them. Social engagement is so key. And engage them in the things that they enjoy doing. I've seen families where they might say they go get grandma, but they're going to bring them to an activity that they want to do. No, that does not work. It's what they enjoy doing. And more particularly with Faith Village Connections, we're working with the churches because a lot of seniors, older adults with dementia, they have a strong spiritual connectedness, strong faith base, and they stopped attending church. And so we're really trying to work with the churches to help re-engage these families and these persons living with dementia so they can come back and have that engagement piece through the church.
Now, Dr. Epps, you're a nurse and you work in public health. You're working with the churches. For our listeners who want to find out more, who may want to participate in a Faith Village program, how can they connect to you? How can they get involved? And, you know, how can we make sure that the senior who's sitting on the front row at church this month feels comfortable enough, no matter what is going on, to be sitting there through these kinds of conditions?
Okay, so there's several contact. You can email us at faithvillage@sagenavigator.org, SAGENAVIGATOR.org. You also can call one of these two numbers, 404-549-4504 or 404-413-1204. If you want more information, and then the two of the churches that we are working with that are becoming dementia friendly is Light of the World Church International, and that's in East Point, and then also Destiny Christian Center International, and that is in Fayetteville.
Dr. Epps, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and share this information with our listeners. And I really want our listeners, if you have a family member, a colleague or friend, and you want to understand dementia in our community a little bit better, it is May 19th at 10 a.m. at Light of the World Church International in East Point. Dr. Epps, thank you so, so very much for coming and sharing with us today.
Thank you.